This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Ah, good stuff. Good stuff. I bring the good stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
What am I here?
So,
oh, I know what I'm doing.
They keep...
Playback. Let's not have no playback, shall we? This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, this is ergonomic excellence at its best. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And this next conversation is going to be brought to you by Taurus USA, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at taurususa.com. Trying to get all of my stuff in a row. There's a makeup company that has a little bit of a social justice bent, and they call themselves the Lipstick Lobby, and they produce different shades of lipstick to support various left-leaning causes. And before you get out there and think I am straight, yes, I still know what I'm talking about. Yes, I know what my main topic is. They say we are a social justice movement for change, progress, and equality. Please join us in a simple way to protest and make a difference. This bold statement lipstick, they say on their website. Wearing this lipstick is a reminder that small actions can create big waves. It is a simple way to speak up and speak out against the threats to freedoms posed by the Trump administration. I don't know what they're talking about there. Maybe the freedom to dominate us? I don't know. It's a small thing we can all do right here, right now, to create change. They donate 100% of proceeds to their Kiss My Pink color to Planned Parenthood. They donate $5 of every lipstick sale to their outrage color, of their outrage color, to the ACLU. And now the company's launched their Orange Fired Up lipstick, which is 100% of their net profits will be donated to the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. And this is why the lipstick lobby says they support gun control. In addition to this, they'll sell you some stencils or provide you with some stencils, and then you can do a little painting on your body with the lipstick on your hands, your face, whatever. I mean, it doesn't just have to go on your lips. Oh, no, you can have yourself a little message going on, a little massage, if you will. No matter what your, and this coming from them, no matter what your point of view on gun control or gun ownership, I think we can all agree enough is enough. Taking inspiration from our brave and passionate survivors, we encouraged each participant to stencil a message using our fiery orange fired-up shade. Some of our messages include the classroom number at the MSD school that was gunned down, a message of positivity and hope, or simply no, we just cannot tolerate one more life lost to gun violence. You need to go to Chicago, Lipstick Lobby. Let's do a little painting down there, okay? That is where your most dependable gun violence is happening right about now. For the launch of the Fired Up color, the lipstick company took a swing at Congress and their lack of action. Another day in America, another school shooting, yet Congress continues to do nothing. It's time to demand our leaders take action, or come November, we will. Hashtag vote the moat, whatever that is. According to the company's founder, Davida Hall, she wanted to impact the conversation on guns and gun control, you know, also on gun ownership, because this would affect it. According, our focus is female-centered through the lens of women, how we feel as women, as mothers, as nurturers, what we think are spotlight issues for our societies and our communities, she told Forbes. When we saw what was happening, we asked ourselves, how can we look away from this? How could we ignore innocent people just dying? But their focus is not on turning a profit, but on making a social impact. We're not in it for the money, she said. We're in it to use our voices and our skills at capacity. We're a beauty brand for change. We're flexible enough to pivot to new issues quickly. Whatever that means. The bright orange color that is used for the Fired Up campaign is a color that is easily recognized across the country, except with me, because I'm colorblind. Chris Brown, the co-president of the Brady campaign, told Forbes, there's an element that when you wear this kind of color, you see that it's original and unique. It's associated with gun violence prevention, and I think it spreads awareness and understanding of the issue. You want to know where I have a similarity between colorblindness and, I don't know, people who would actually have ideas of, who would actually be the ones in the fight with guns fighting the, you know, the rampage killer. We look at the world without a colored lens. We see the world for what it is. It is black and white in a lot of cases. You know, up to this point where we have the active shooter, he's there, he's going in some ways he's reachable. We've talked about the 5 or 6 stages he goes through before he becomes active. If he could be intercepted and stopped, that would be great. But then when he becomes active, then that's where somebody like me needs to be in place. And then I'm not looking at the, you know, the, what do they call this color again? What is this? The, whatever orange it is. I don't want to not give it its due. I mean, people are painting themselves with it. The fired up orange, whatever it is. Now, of course, the Brady campaign is supportive of the lipstick lobby's efforts. Brown said, sadly, we've had far too many mass shootings in this country. We have 96 Americans a day that are shot in this country, and Brady has been actively working to support victims and make sure that stories get told and that their voices get lifted up. I think what's happened post-Parkland is that these kids have articulated so well their righteous indignation that we still live in a country where the vast majority of Americans want these changes, whether you own guns or not. Listen to me, you moron, you imbecilic fool. I know how many, you know, 60-some-odd of those people are people killing themselves. I don't know how your lipstick is going to stop that. Because, you know, I don't see color, but I'm sure no matter how bright and festive and gay it is, it's not going to stop somebody from killing themselves. So that's item number one. Item number two, then when you get down to murder, half of the murders happening in the United States today are gang members on gang members. So we're going from the actual murders of the type you're talking about, the rampage killings, that number suddenly goes from 96 to about 15 per day. Which, of course, you can't get out there and say, well, there's 15 of us dying a day. Well, yeah, I get that part of it. I understand that. I feel it. And I know why you got to get out there and start conflating data and throwing in suicides, gang violence, and all this other stuff. But, you know, unfortunately for you, there's a lot of woke people out there. Gun control advocates and survivors from Marjory Stoneman Douglas Pulse Nightclub, Columbine, Washington Navy Yard, and Sandy Hook are taking part in this campaign. And here we got a bunch of people. I'm looking at a bunch of people with, here's a child. I'm so sure a child wants to take part in this protest, and they have stenciled on her forehead, "Am I next?" Isn't that darling? We'll see. They're going to utilize survivor stories to push their brand. Great. Great, I get it. But anyway. You can live in that world, or you can live in mine. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Hold it.
our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look.
Now the coolest gun in camp. One tighter groups. Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I mean, this is where the ergonomics hit the pavement, or your rifle. This is where they have taken what should have been an art and turned it into a science. And it became a science by the fact that, you know, they do this. You make out your order. They don't have them sitting there waiting on you. They cut it. They cut it right there. And then they do all the finishing and everything else, and they churn out the perfect product. And then they send it to you, and you have joined me in ergonomics heaven. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This particular conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters. Protecting your Second Amendment, check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. All right, so Roseanne has lost her show. Now, this was bound to happen somewhere. Okay, whether it was Roseanne, although it was, you know, who couldn't see this coming? I mean, Roseanne is somewhat of a, she's a loose cannon too, like Ken Byers. But now that we've seen it come and go, the inevitable has happened. At this particular point, like you just heard it in the news earlier this evening. What is there, Samantha? I can't remember Samantha's last name of Samantha Bee. Of Full Frontal, got out there and said something particularly despicable. Does Samantha lose her job? Does she lose her show? Roseanne Barr lost in a tweet about Barack Obama. Aide Valerie Jarrett said of Jarrett, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes have a baby. Then she deleted it almost immediately, but the damage was irreversible and the action was swift. The Reverend Al Sharpton tweeted, the comparison of Valerie Jarrett to an ape is racist and inexcusable. ABC must take action now. The Disney-owned ABC issued the following statement. Roseanne's Twitter statement is abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and we have decided to cancel her show. And Roseanne Barr left them little choice. Standing by her would have meant advertiser boycotts, forcing any company that advertises on her show to explain their association with a racist. Okay, I don't want to, you know, okay, I get that. But what are the rules? What are the rules here? Where do we draw that line? And does the line apply to everybody? Because Roseanne's not a conservative. Okay, let's not kid ourselves. She was doing some stuff that was midstream, you know, it was not too far anywhere, but, you know, anyway. Disney also owns ESPN, the sports cable channel that employs Keith Olbermann, whose angry, unhinged tweets about President Donald Trump make Barr's anti-Jarrett tweet look like a love note. Here's one Olbermann tweeted at Ivanka Trump, Trump's daughter. Then tell your racist, white supremacist, neo-Nazi father to get the blank out of our society. Wouldn't you think that Disney, the morally conscious, you know, the moral consciousness of the United States, would they find Olbermann's tweets abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with their values? I would think so. As for MSNBC Sharpton, he also said that Barr's tweet shows that Trump is normalizing racism. Remember, Sharpton became famous by falsely accusing a white man of raping a black teen, Tawana Brawley. New York grand jury called the accusation a hoax, and Sharpton was successfully sued for defamation. And to this day, Sharpton refuses to apologize. Sharpton helped fan the flames during the deadly 1991 Crown Heights, New York riots by leading some 400 protesters against the predominantly Jewish section of Brooklyn. Days before the deadly riots, Sharpton said at a rally, if the Jews want to get it on, tell them to pin their yarmulkes back and come over to my house. Sharpton once called David Dinkins the first and only black New York City mayor a blank blank. I'm not saying it. He described Jews as diamond merchants and whites moving into Harlem as interlopers. And unwilling to wait for the Ferguson grand jury to finish its investigation of the police shooting death of Michael Brown, he took to the streets of Ferguson yelling, "No justice, no peace." The grand jury exonerated the officer. No remorse by Sharpton, no apology, no cancellation of his show. Bill Maher has long hosted a show on HBO and gets top pundits to appear. No guest seems bothered by his sexist, vicious put-downs of Republican women. In his stand-up, Maher called Sarah Palin a blank and a blank blank. This is how bad it is. Both offensive and derisive slang words for female parts. He defended himself by insisting that in his stand-up act, political correctness is off limits. How about that? Is that right? What about Michael Richards? You know, Kramer from Seinfeld. He committed career suicide when during a comedy stand-up he shouted down black hecklers by repeatedly using that word, which I will never use. And this was during a stand-up act. That was no defense. And unless you're watching Seinfeld reruns, you haven't heard out of Richards lately. Mayor Mars also called Palin and Michelle Bachmann two bimbos. He referred to Palin's son with Down syndrome as retarded. January 2013, Maher said that Donald Trump should prove he wasn't the spawn of his mother having sex with an orangutan. Isn't that what Roseanne Barr said? Meanwhile, at CNN, Erin Burnett hosts this Daily Show. When she worked for MSNBC, she referred to then-President Bush standing in a group of politicians as the monkey in the middle. CNN's Van Jones called Trump's election a white lash, and fellow host Don Lemon, who calls himself a journalist, recently pronounced President Donald Trump a racist. And, you know, I guess that settles that. So you can't even keep track of how many offensive things said on the Disney-owned ABC show The View. Panelist Sonny Hostin attributed Trump's victory to racism. 20% of people voted because of racism. I think that's 8 years of a black president. There was no way that Clinton was going to win. So I get the outrage over Barr's tweet. I get it. But why is there no-fly zone over Maher and Olbermann and Sharpton? And, you know, Laura Ingraham took a relatively mild swipe at Parkland gun control activist David Hogg, apologized, and then had to weather an advertiser boycott. And she just pointed out the obvious. You didn't get into the schools you tried to apply to, did you, Dave? National Review editor John O'Sullivan was right. White racism does exist, but its social power is weak. And the social power arrayed against it is overwhelming. But that should apply to everybody out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
The United States reached a preliminary trade agreement with Mexico earlier this week. Now, a similar deal does look to be on track with Canada. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz believes President Trump is negotiating from a position of power.
He's holding all the cards, but he had a willing person that was coming to the table, and it did happen quickly, but I think there was a lot happening behind the scenes, very quietly, but it's a win for Mexico, it's a win for the United States, and hopefully Canada will make the right decision.
The casket carrying the late Senator John McCain arrived at Andrews Air Force Base. Earlier today, a memorial service was held at North Phoenix Baptist Church, where former Vice President Joe Biden remembered his longtime friend.
We'll miss his leadership and his passion, even his stubbornness. You're going to miss that hand on your shoulder. The family, you're going to miss the man.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is where I know a lot of guys that don't really care how their gun looks, but I dig a gun that is a weapon that is both artistic and lethal. And you're going to see. I'm going to shoot this video of the in the next few days. I'm going to shoot this video of the gun sight scout rifle by Ruger with better stock on it, and you'll get to see. So check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, this next conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms, protecting your Second Amendment. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. Now, I don't argue with leftists for several reasons, including the fact that as a person in the media, I argue for a living, so I expect to be paid for it when I'm doing it, and the fact that I really don't care about what the leftists think enough to try to change their minds, that also comes into play as well. So not worth my time. If I deal with them on social media, well, you know, that's I'll take it only so far, and then I just ban them. I just want to defeat them as I, you know, maybe to demonstrate in front of other people, hey, it's okay to argue with these guys and fight back. Some of you do try to engage the left in an argument, though, and I don't really get, I don't understand why. They don't argue either, mostly because the left doesn't argue, because they know no one else will buy the ideological garbage that they're peddling. So instead of a reasoned position, they will inevitably offer a cheesy simulacrum of an argument that consists of that kind of hack ploy that would embarrass a shyster, in, you know, dressed like Leisure Suit Larry, doing shaky rear-ender cases of his, 1992 Corolla parked down by the dump because he can't afford a van down by the river. The left doesn't argue in good faith because it can't, and normal people who don't argue every day, it's part of their job, often don't see the argument grifts that are being they're being sideswiped by. Normals are directed and honest folks, and often, though much less frequently than they used to since normals began to get militant, they labor under the illusion that debates with the left involve honest exchanges of facts and evidence that can lead people to change their mind. Unfortunately not. The liberal argument is a blunt object, and is designed to beat you into submission with distraction and deception. So here's some of their favorite cheat topics that they bring into the, into the argument, if you will. And here's how you, you defeat them. The cheat is that they're going to Jesus-splain. They'll say something like, those rubes, when in doubt, play the Messiah card. It's always a pleasure to have some atheist hipster explain to you how Christ was a socialist, social justice warrior who was ultra open-minded about what bathroom people should use and who demands you give the government money so it can hand your cash over to the deadbeats. Does that gambit actually work? If anyone ever thinks, gosh, if I were to at impeach Trump, Hillary's hot, say my savior hates AR-15s, then I better disarm myself in the face of the leftist-minded, enabled crime and liberal-supported tyranny. How do you beat it? Well, you could explain the whole Christianity thing, but it's easier to just tell the liberals to, you know, shut up and go pound sand. Or the cheat. They'll tell you something that you are, and just, it, you know, insert anything terrible in that space. You are, whatever that terrible thing is, for thinking that. Racist, sexist, homophobic, Nickelback-loving. Not a slur or slander, you won't be called for standing up for the principle that made America great. But somewhere along that line, certain conservatives, let's just say they tend to try to sell you cruises where you can mingle with who's who of the Frito-Con elite, started trying to please the left, seeking to prove that, no, I'm not the horrible thing you just called me. That's a gigantic mistake. That's never going to work. The left themselves are all of the things they call you, and they know it, and they don't care because their caring and concern and compassion for all the groups they accuse you of oppressing, that's just a pose. Watch how quickly they go from claiming you hate gay people to accusing you of being gay, because calling a conservative gay is an insult that is supposed to blow our button-down bourgeois minds. How do you beat it? You could deny the charges, but it's easier to tell the left to go shut up and go pound sand. Or the cheat. I love this one. We're better than that. This is where they try to weaponize morality against us, which is hilarious since they hate morality almost as much as they hate us. It's a love thing, a hate-hate thing. They create some sort of moral test, usually out of thin air, and then announce you have failed it. One of the best was the recent splitting up families of undocumented workers is not who we are. Except it is who we are. We split up the families of criminals all the time, and we should. There's no nursery in San Quentin for a reason. What they want to do is, you know, they want you to well up those tears in your eyes so you don't clearly see the truth. The problem is not the consequence of illegal aliens breaking into our country. The problem is the illegal aliens breaking into our country. The problem is always the misbehavior we're calling out, not the fact that we're calling it out. How do you beat it? You could refuse to play the human shield game and tell the left to go shut up and pound sand. I think you see a pattern here. The other one, this is one I really love. No other developed country does whatever. This is the Compare America to the Wonderful Foreigners ploy that comes up with their gun screeds, where they claim that no other developed country has as many murders as America, and then put the blame on the 140-plus million gun owners who didn't kill anyone on that day or any day. It's true that no other developed country has Democrat-run blue cities full of Democrat constituents who shoot each other down in the streets. That's true, but nor do they have a citizenry that retains the right to oust a tyrannical government. But where we see that as a feature, the left, who think Castro was a really smoking hot great guy, they see that as a terrible bug. And what is this about being a developed country anyway? Mexico and Brazil, which have gun control laws that the Democrat disarm the normal caucus only dreams of, also have murder rates exponentially higher than ours. Why don't they compare ours with theirs? Do they think the non-whites are somehow undeveloped? Do they think lower expectations for non-white people? By the way, that's racist. Stop being racist, leftists. How would you beat this? You could explain that this is America, not some dwindling nation made up of emasculated Euro-weenies with a flatlining birth rate. But it's easier to tell them to shut up and just go pound sand. And one of my favorites, just, you know, well, and then just insert it. Facts are for suckers. When in doubt, when they lie, then they lie again, like on guns. Prominent leftists announce they want to repeal the Second Amendment, then huffy libs leap up and assert that no one wants to take your guns. You need to gaslight better, people, or at least try. How many times have you heard how AR-15s are weapons of war when no one ever uses them in war? How many Blue Falcon Democrat vets have tried selling us on disarming by saying, I carried an M16M4 for a year, and for some reason now I think I have the moral authority to tell you other Americans what self-defense tools you can and can't have? An AR-15 is not an M4. It is not an M4. And the way, by the way, to beat that whenever they bring that to you is to look at them and simply stare them in the eye and say, shut up and go pound sand before I charge my AR-15. That normally works. But I think you saw the... You see the pattern. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We have reached the last time on the firing line. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, Boyd's gun stocks, what they have done is they, if it's an old weapon, they can rejuvenate it. If it is a weapon that you need help, you know, you can adjust to it as it is in its normal configuration, well, it can adjust to you. Go to boydsgunstocks.com. Now, back to Roseanne Barr. A lot of you may have heard of her, but never seen her original show. And because of the hype, they may have watched the reboot, but it is doubtful they have watched the second episode. And anyone paying attention knew she was no conservative. She's been all over the map politically, so no one cares where or when she comes down to make a silly statement one way or the other. She is a political riddle. Or a joke, whichever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. Her short-lived support of Trump was probably just a PR ploy. But now she has sabotaged herself, sadly, along with all the hardworking people who briefly had jobs on the new show, with a few, well, with one very stupid tweet. What she had to say was no worse or even as bad as people like Jimmy Kimmel, Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, Michelle Wolf, Bill Maher, Joy Behar, Joe Scarborough, and others say every day, every night. The left is never offended by the vicious slander of conservatives, but slime, a leftist, and you're done. You're gone. You're erased. Barr said nothing worse than what Rosie O'Donnell has said for years. Keith Olbermann just got a new show, most likely for his willingness to trash Trump and his supporters in the most vile ways expressible. Welcome to 2018. The majority of the country is conservative, but the sliver of the population that is the media is hope hopelessly, radically leftist, and they assume their presumed prestige as members of the journalist class gives them the right to shape the views of the rest of us. And if we don't submit and comply, they double down. They go on the attack. How dare we not cave to the dictates of the progressivism? They're smart. We, of course, are dumb, as deplorable rocks would be. Although I've never seen a rock I deplored. They cannot abide the fact that we are sentient, that we read and think for ourselves. They hate that we remember and loved Reagan. They hate the fact that Reagan was a great president. They really hate the fact that Trump may well be an even better president. Had Roseanne Barr said what she did at a White House Correspondents' Dinner about anyone on the right, she would have been lionized, as Michelle Wolf was after her disgusting display of cruel intolerance last month. Leftist celebrities have gotten away with their particular brand of vitriol for decades. Conservatives have long accepted the fact of the media and the celebrity bias. Conservatives have also always realized that these are the least informed people on the planet. These leftists long ago came to believe that their perceived power, their money, their status, the Ivy League degree, and the self-importance actually made them believable and important, when in fact it just makes them a really loud target. Only common sense conservatives dismissed this nonsense long ago. These self-appointed betters eschew the Constitution and discount the values of conservatives as deplorable, and they wonder why they lost. Roseanne Barr, that tweet was loathsome, and it was indefensible, but it was no worse than what has been directed at Sarah Palin, Sarah Sanders, Donald Trump, Melania Trump, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, EIEIEIO. The verbal and social media attacks on persons of the right have been daily events since Facebook and Twitter were invented, not to mention CNN, MSNBC. It's their thing. And the left never opined against such anti-conservative vitriol, but they regularly published vicious tirades against them as if they were news, as if they were fact-based. And, well, they never were any of those things. And our mainstream media is today all propaganda. Little or no news. Their biggest crime is not reporting what they do not want Americans to know. They're very good at publishing at what they want us to believe and culpable for not publishing what they know but do not want us to learn. Fortunately, Americans are not nearly as stupid as this bunch of pretentious snobs think they are. And pretty damn smart, actually. One has only to hear to boos for traitor Bob Corker at Trump's rally in Tennessee 2 days ago to know how on top of things Trump supporters are. Corker facilitated the Iran deal. He made sure we capitulated to a terrorist nation and that we paid them for the privilege. And those 5,000 people in that arena knew that. It is comical how quick ABC Disney were so quick to get rid of Roseanne, but they were dying for excuse no matter the cost to their shareholders. Clearly, the rules of civility only apply to us. The anti-free speech rules that prevail on nearly every college campus now apply to all of us now, but they cannot tell us how to vote. That part's left up to you. So, if you vote with your conscience, realize that the conscience has no allure and no respect of the left. None. They are all about power and winning and maligning and destroying those of us who know and remember how and why this nation was found. We're going to have to fight these creatures that seek to destroy it until they're done. And it's never going to go away. Never, ever, 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 ever. Never going to go away. A lot of people right now are looking to Iceland. They want to, they say the reason there's a lack of murders in Iceland is because of their gun law. They have not had a murder in Iceland killed with a gun since 2007. And they do allow civilian ownership of firearms to a point. Now, of course, people there attribute that to their gun laws, and apparently so does NBC News. Like many of his countrymen, Olaf Garrorsson is eager to get his hands on a rifle, but he can't just walk into a store and buy one. Instead, he's sitting through a mandatory four-hour lecture on the history and physics of the firearm. This is Iceland, a gun-loving nation that hasn't had a gun-related murder since 2007. He said, Garrorsson says, for us, it would be really strange if you could get a license to buy a gun and then you had no idea how to handle it. I would find it very odd if a gun owner had never even learned which is the pointy end and which is the trigger end. Iceland is a sparsely populated island in the northern Atlantic. There's only 330,000 people that live on a landmass about the size of Kentucky. St. Louis, Missouri, which has a population slightly smaller than Iceland's, has 193 homicides linked to firearms last year. Icelanders believe the rigorous gun laws on their small, remote, volcanic rock could offer us some lessons. But these people don't understand what the difference between us and them is. 94% of the population in Iceland comes from Norse or Celtic roots, whereas we are the melting pot, right? We're not homogenous. So because of this, the Icelandic culture is easily dominant, making those who come from other countries step up and adhere to the social rules of their nation as much as the civil and criminal rule. That's what we should be doing. We should make whoever comes here adhere to our social rules as much as the civil and criminal rules. And that is the lesson we can take from Iceland. We can be diverse, but everybody has to assimilate. So, okay, maybe they do have something they could teach us, but we don't have to listen too long to get that idea. No, we don't. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.